Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Man with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, good evening. I'm Carol Dooley. You're very welcome to join me now for another edition of Ours to Protect, our weekly series on protecting the environment. And this week we're putting the spotlight on transport. We'll be joined by Albert Daly from Transport Infrastructure Ireland to talk about the Transport Research Area Conference, the largest transport and mobility conference in Europe, which will take place at the Ordis in Dublin in April. And as Sunshine's Jane McNamara recently found out, we're all very aware of just how important the transport industry is when it comes to living more sustainably.
There's too much cars involved, like just our public transport system in general could do with a bit more funding behind it.
We need a broader train service. And the second thing is for older people, they need to be guaranteed their booked seat. If these things were corrected, there would be less pollution for cars.
I think there's quite a lot of fumes, particularly in the city centre in Dublin. And I know there was talk kind of recently of electric buses coming in. I know they're in Berlin, but that kind of died away.
Well, certainly it's a very challenging time for the transport industry. We're joined now by Albert Daly from Transport Infrastructure Ireland. Albert, thank you for taking the time to chat with us this week. Can you talk to us then about the Transport Research Area Conference next month, why it's so important and what you hope to achieve by it?
Well, thank you, Carol, and it's a pleasure to be here. So that's what TRA is all about. It's about discussing the challenges facing transport and how we develop solutions to face those big challenges in a sustainable way. We're all aware of the normal day-to-day challenges faced with, like, congestion, crowded public transport, safety, traffic noise, air quality, all of those things. But the big issues are things like emissions, with transport producing something like 16% of all of the carbon produced globally. Climate action, and we've got very stringent decarbonisation and carbon reduction targets set by government. We've got the issue of energy and how we power transport into the future, particularly as we move away from fossil fuels. Technical developments facing issues like electric vehicles and the charging of them, automation, driverless cars, that kind of thing. But in particular, how we face the issue of equity in transport, and bearing in mind our ageing population and the fact that we have to cater for disability, gender issues, those kinds of things. Right. They're really the big issues.
There's a lot there, isn't there? So the conference, Transport Research Arena, is this to address all those issues and perhaps to educate those within the transport industry of, well, this is what we're trying to do to solve some of these
exactly.
problems?
Yeah. So TRA, the idea is to bring together all of the professionals through all of the stakeholder bodies right across the transport sector. And that includes road, rail, air and water, and all of the interactions between those different modes. So it is fully multimodal. So the focus of the conference is on research and innovation, and how we can use those developments in technology to move us towards more sustainable transport. The idea is to showcase those kinds of innovations to the wider transport sector and to share those experiences between ourselves. The conference itself is hosted by our Department of Transport. So in fact, the TRA president is our Minister Eamon Ryan, and our Vice President is Minister Jack Chambers, and they're fully bought into this conference and they will be active participants. And the other active participants, of course, are the European Commission. So we'll have commissioners over here as well talking about those wider issues to make sure that it's done consistently. This is a European conference. The first conference took place in Sweden back in 2006, and it's been in a different city in Europe throughout then. We put our submission in about 4 years ago to host the conference in Ireland, and that's why it's coming to Ireland in April this year.
And how many people do you think that it's going to attract?
We're hoping to attract something like 4,000 people. Of those, we're hoping to get about 1,000 from Ireland, and that'll be across the transport sector, like government, local authorities, the universities, of course, with the research community, the academia, and of course, industry as well.
This is a big thing, actually.
It is a big thing. It's a state event. With Minister Ryan as our president, we're hoping to attract ministers from right across Europe. We've even invited the transport secretary from the US. We're hoping that he will come.
And the delegates who are coming to this, Albert, are they just people who are working in the transport industry, or are you trying to attract people from from outside of that industry to see what's going on?
Primarily, these will be transport professionals. We are trying with this conference to open it up further to bring in the energy sector and the communications and digital sector as well, the likes of Amazon and these people, these organisations, because they're becoming more and more involved in this drive towards sustainability in transport. But it's primarily for the transport professionals to educate them on those wider issues and show them how we can solve those issues in a sustainable way.
Okay, and finally, how do you see, or what outcome do you see happening as a result of this conference?
As a transport professional, I'd be looking to network with my European colleagues to be able to share my experiences with them, to show what innovations, what are taking place in Ireland, and looking at the innovations that are taking place in Europe in the face of these wider issues. That's the primary purpose. We will use that hopefully to shape our policies and our strategies with our drive towards more sustainable travel, and in particular looking at equity in travel, to try to make sure that we do address those issues of making sure that we have an inclusive transport system, putting the user at the heart of all our transport policies.
Okay, well, once again, the Transport Research Arena taking place in the RDS of April. If anybody wants to find out more information about this, Albert, where do they go?
We do have a website, and we are starting to populate that with the programme. So we've started putting the technical programme in there, www.traconference.eu.
Okay, lovely. Albert Daly from the Transport Infrastructure Ireland, thank you very much for coming and chatting with us on Hours to Protect this week, and I wish you the very best of luck with the conference in April as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Carol. I appreciate you, the time you've given to me. Thank you.
And that concludes this week's Hours to Protect. If you missed any of our previous episodes, or you'd like to find out more about what the Hours to Protect initiative is all about, you'll get all that information on our website, sunshineradio.ie/hours-to-protect. I'm Carol Dooley. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us for another edition just after 7 o'clock next Monday evening.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out hours2protect.ie for more info.